This is the Midwestern Wrestling Roundup presented to you by High Five Tom and in conjunction with VFTR 2.0, all part of the amazing family of...
Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
Well, what up, High Fivers? What up, High Flyers? It's your boy, High Five Tom. And we are doing something a little different here on the Midwestern Wrestling Roundup this week. The simple fact, like I always say, this is our podcast, and we do what we want. But at the end of the day, life happens, and it's been kind of a week, so I have to do some little adjusting. But I do want to bust out an awesome review of the We Love Wrestling show this past weekend up in Pembine, Wisconsin, at the Northwoods Recreational Sports Complex and Center. And this review is actually courtesy of personal friend of High Five Tom, monthly guest on the Midwestern Wrestling Roundup, Tommy Trainwreck, owner and promoter of We Love Wrestling. This is We Love Wrestling 5, the Open Weight 8. Opening up with the North Star Kid, Aaron Ashura, was able to overcome, said Tommy Trainwreck, heavy favorite going into this match with some inadvertent assistance from Ionix Andretti's manager, Devin Stryker. Next, in a classic bout between two of the Midwest best and maybe, tag team partners in other promotions. But my boy, the Outlaw, Zach Hendricks, defeated Jerry Jackson in a very, very evenly contested match where Zach ended up going up on top. And then Bobby V, short and sweet, defeated the very impressive Percy Drews in his first contest back in Wisconsin quite a while. But after that, in an absolute show-stealing performance by everybody, CJ Cole defeated the debuting Dex Royal in an incredible matchup that had the fans in attendance chanting, "That was awesome," at the conclusion of the bout. Next up, it was a dynamic duos match that featured the team of Highlight Reel getting the best of Theory in Asian Unity, another fast-paced, hard-hitting match. Then, Jack Sirius defeated the modern man, Kelvin Coco, and picked up his first victory in a We Love Wrestling ring. Then, the reigning Pure Heart champion, Vic Capri, was able to best Michael Elgin in an absolute classic encounter. Trust us when we say you're going to want to watch this match yourself, coming to YouTube very soon. And like Michael Elgin and Vic Capri both said in a heartfelt post-match promo where Michael Elgin had announced that he is retiring soon, he was glad to be able to cross Vic Capri, off his list, as they have known each other for very often. But in a match that they both agreed could have been, should be featured on a Monday night or a Wednesday night or any kind of cable TV. But in our main event of the evening was a four-way ladder match, but Bobby V was able to literally steal a victory over Zach Hendricks, CJ Cole, and Aaron Ashura in a wild car crash of a match, earning himself an instant opportunity to challenge for the Pure Heart Championship at any time of his choosing. And when I say steal that opportunity, check out the YouTube on the links here and you will see what I mean. But Tommy, I want to thank all the passionate fans. Without none of this, without any of you, none of this is possible. And the We Love Crew Wrestling crew hit a home run last night. And next stop is Friday, May 3rd, when We Love Wrestling presents Level Up. Get your tickets now. Hashtag We Love Wrestling. And like I said, we're doing something a little different. Real life has kind of gotten in the way a little bit this week, so I don't have write-ups for all the great shows that are going on this weekend, but I do want to list who's running and when. First, we have a double shot with Dreamwave that is running April 19th and 20th, and then also on the 19th, we've got Bruce City Wrestling and Northern Lights Wrestling, along with Chicago Style Wrestling, and then we've got on April 20th, the 420, we got Phoenix Pro, we got Below Zero Wrestling, Frontline Pro Wrestling, AAW is running, POW Entertainment is running Paradise City, ICW Milwaukee. The four is running actually on the 20th and the 21st, and then BMFX is running on April 21st, and Glory Pro is running on April 21st also. But as you can see in the show notes, I did mention the infamous ICW Milwaukee, the 420 Classic. This is High Five Tom's 6-year anniversary with ICW. As my first show was the 420 Classic in 2018. But I did get a chance to sit down with Ref Jerry to talk about that show. So everyone stay tuned for that conversation right here.
One. All right, what up, High Fivers? What up, High Flyers? It's your boy, High Five Tom. And like I just mentioned here a couple minutes ago in the promo, I've got my very good friend here, Mr. Ref Jerry. Jerry, how are you tonight, my friend?
Tired. Very fucking tired.
Been a week, huh? It's only Monday.
Yeah, I had to deal with stupid people.
Yeah, well, especially in your line of work, we'll break that down. I'm sure you definitely run into your fair share of less than intelligent people, I guess we'll say.
Said so this wasn't even in my work life. This was in my personal life, running to stupid ass people.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
Yeah, had went to take the train down to Chicago yesterday, and some idiot without a ticket, who I think was fucking drunk, decided to grab onto the side of the train and wouldn't let go. So it took 50 minutes for the police to get there to escort the guy away. And I guess the police station's like 3 blocks away. So way to go, Milwaukee Police Department. Way to go.
Wow. Well, that's
interesting.
Huh.
We're just sitting there waiting and waiting. And of course, security is just standing around looking at the person like, oh, I guess they want to make sure he doesn't let go suddenly and do something. But they're just watching this guy. And the conductor came on and said, we're sorry. You know, we're expecting we're waiting on the Milwaukee police to get here. And they made a joke about they called the Canadian Pacific Railway Police and said that they'd probably be here before the Milwaukee police would be. So, but yeah, just about an hour for the police to come over to walk 3 blocks. And as soon as they got there, they just cuffed the guy and took him away. It's like, oh, that's great, you know, which you would think, you know, being a major transport hub, I guess you would call it.
Yeah.
There'd be a cop there, you know, police something, not just security, who evidently security can't do anything. So,
Yeah.
It was pretty pathetic. So, yeah, way to go, Milwaukee Police Department. You suck.
Wow. That's that's something different I've never heard before. So,
yeah.
So, you just grabbed onto one of the railings or something like that?
Yeah, so when you get on the Amtrak, they got, like, you know, the little arm, the whatever, the rail that you use to, you know, grab and step up. Evidently, didn't have a ticket, didn't want to go get a ticket, so he just latched onto it, won't let go. And the other good part about it is, with, you know, the police, evidently this guy assaulted one of the train conductors.
Oh.
Because there were supposed to be 2 on the train. And when the other conductors came on and said, you know, unfortunately, our other conductor was injured, so we only have 1 now. So, yeah, it's still, even with that, you know, it still took the police almost an hour to get there.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow. Yeah. Let me Google that.
Yeah, it was good times.
And holds up train. Zoo train. Axel Anderson. Oh. Nothing I can find, so I'll do some digging. That's hilarious. Well, I'm glad everybody's okay, though, Jerry, so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any. I mean, I guess the last thing was back in, like, 2017, but, yeah, nothing has been published about it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this was yesterday, so.
That's 8 years ago. Huh. Interesting, so. Yeah, I guess the guy really wanted to get on a train and really didn't want to pay for it, so.
No, that he didn't.
So. Well, besides that, well, I mean, that is definitely some insanity going on in your real life there, Jerry.
Unfortunately, I couldn't hit the guy with a light tube, so.
Well, it could have, but you might have got yourself a little trouble, so that might have shortened our conversation today, so. But speaking of insanity, where you can hit people with light tubes, this Saturday, The 420 Classic, pretty much. Well, I would say probably ICW's. Well, you'd say probably SummerSlam, I'd imagine. You know, obviously the Insane Eight's pretty much WrestleMania, and then the Insane Rumble is, well, the Rumble.
Yeah, it could be or a little early version of it, so.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the 420 Classic's definitely, and it's actually, I mean, this is my, I always call it my ICW anniversary because, yeah, my first ICW show was the 420 Classic 2018. So that was a Thursday night back at La Pica.
The old days, back when we're all crammed on in there like cattle.
Yeah, it was a fun Thursday night show of Colt Cabana and fucking Marman.
Oh yeah, that was a good one. I got to ref that match, so.
Yeah. So we didn't even know each other back then, Jerry. That was my first ICW show.
Many, many years ago when I was younger and had a lot longer hair and
Yeah, us gray in the beards.
yeah, now I'm just old.
Nah, we're just experienced at this point, but
No, I'm just old.
but
No, everything hurts.
yeah, we've what's the first match you got going on here?
Well, first
I'm
match, we have a
sorry.
tag match. We have T-Bag, who's teaming up with Raven Reddix against Ethan Matthews and Ford Feldman of BC Holdings.
Yeah, obviously, Tyler's been kind of interfering here, or kind of making amends here with BCC Holdings and Raven making her return. I think it's her first, this is her in-ring return, isn't it?
I think so. I'm not sure on that one. I believe so.
But at least for ICW Milwaukee, so it'll be good to see her back. So, yeah, obviously, all these four definitely have a little bit of history. Raven's got some unfinished business from BCC Holdings, you know, from a couple years ago already. So,
And
it's
I'm
getting
thinking
banter.
with this one, I'm going to go with BC Holdings on it for the victory. I just think with the shenanigans and them being a team, it's going to do better than just the crazy antics of T-Bag and Raven. So I'm going to give this one up to BC Holdings.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure Bobby and, you know, and I'm sure Val will be lurking around the ringside. So definitely it's going to be basically 4-on-2. So,
Oh, yeah. Then
yeah.
we're going to swing, we're going to go on to a street fight. We have Great Outdoors versus Deadpool.
And honestly, Jerry, I don't think this is going to be a very technical match.
No, that I don't. This is going to be
Yeah.
pretty, there's going to be a lot of, yeah, people just getting beat up. So if you're a fan there, please be on the lookout because odds are they're going to be spilling out everywhere. And the last thing you want to do is get hurt, getting hit by Yeti's big wood or, you know, anything from Deadpool. So.
Yeah, this is definitely is so this is basically gonna be a 60th street fight, so
Then we're going to
yeah.
switch to a completely different kind of match, a more technical high-flying match. We have CJ Cole versus Zach Hendricks.
And if I'm not mistaken, when I talked to Zach, I think this is the first time these two have faced off in singles competition in ICW with these two.
Think so. So this one ought to be this ought to be a high flyer on this one. This one should be pretty technical. I'm seeing a very good match. Should be very little bit of anything illegal or questionable. So.
Yeah, you know, obviously Zach, former tag team champion for ICW World Champion, and you know, and CJ, former ICW Midwest champion. So this can be a lot of fun. Yeah, you're definitely gonna
Then.
have to, if you're in the building, you're gonna have to watch out for a different reason. Not be
Yes.
you might catch a flying boot in the head instead of a flying piece of wood. So
Then we're going to go with for the tag titles, we have Marjax against Mo Foley and Jack Sirius.
yeah, Mo and Jack with a new team, obviously here. Won a match last week to get this chance at the, you know, the ICD, pretty much I mean, you know, stalwarts, you know, and Marjax, obviously Marman and Jared have been in ICW for, you know, longer than either of us have been there, so.
Oh, yeah. This one, I just think there's gonna be more cohesion between Marjax and Foley and Sirius. I mean, I think they're gonna give a run, but I think just, you know, the experience of them being tag partners for as long as they have is gonna be the deciding factor on this one.
Yeah, and then there's obviously Dad Bod, you know, Jason Dukes in the background too. So,
Oh,
but
yeah.
yeah, that's gonna be high flies. And Mo and Jack, I mean, for a first time team last month, they gelled really well. I was really impressed. I did not think they were gonna be the ones that were gonna win that match. So,
Then we have our grudge match that everybody's looking for. We have Big Luke versus Papa Dysfunction. Evil Dad versus Big Luke.
Yeah, I mean, last month, in that tag match, dysfunction left Lucas out there in a dry, contending with Marjax all by himself. So,
yeah, I think this is just, I just have a bad feeling for Luke. I think this one's just going to be a very nasty beatdown.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, dysfunction is the deathmatch legend of Wisconsin, yeah. And
listed as a grudge match, but I can't imagine that the rules are going to be too well followed. So, I think this one may devolve in other things. So,
yeah, for sure. And like I said, I mean, obviously, personal matches always have a sense of intensity, and obviously, you can't get any more personal than father and son. So.
Then we're going to switch off for the ICW Midwest title. We have Tyler Sullivan against Armando Alvarez.
Interesting, yeah. And I think Armando's, for also his first title shot.
I think you're right on that one. In this one, I think there's some bad blood there. I know Tyler's pretty pissed at Armando, so this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely got a little chippy last time they were in the ring together, but... speaking of Tyler, recently announced today, Tyler is the fifth entrant into this year's Insane Eight also.
So we have five down, three to go.
Yeah, with that'll be here before I know it. It's actually almost 4 months and 3 days. So, ooh.
I have to go over and start looking at matches, putting together stipulations, which, that's always a fun one is to pick up what we got for, what stipulation for each match.
Yeah,
we want to try to do something different each year, so we'll see.
Yeah, we gotta hit the boys for to make said weapon. So,
oh yeah,
but sure, we have a world title match on this card too, huh?
That we do. We have Chucky Bates versus Jaden Mercer. This one is definitely a conflict of styles, so we'll see. We'll see how that one goes. Jaden, he finds a way to win, and Chucky, so he's not quite right, and sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah, I mean, Chucky won this right, a couple months ago. I had to face Jaden. He's finally cashing in that championship, and, both these two actually got pretty chippy on their podcast episodes with yours truly, going with some barbs back and forth here, so... all this bullshit aside, obviously we're both big fans of these guys, but two up and comers, in the Midwest, and these two are, there's no law of loss between these two, so this is gonna be another slobber knocker for sure.
Oh no. So yeah, it'll be real interesting how that one goes. And then in the main event, we have a no roll barbed wire death match, Tommy Trainwreck versus Bobby V. So this one, the last time we saw a no rope barbed wire match would have been the Insane Eight finals with Orrin Vyte and Matt Tremont at Insane Eight. So it's been a while since we've had this match.
Wow. Yeah, that was 2018, I think, right? 17, 18?
No, 19, maybe. It was the last time at Lipico.
Okay, so it was 19. Oh, that's right. It was 19. I forgot. Yeah, that's right.
3, 4, 5 years ago. Yeah. So, should have been 19.
Huh. Yeah, obviously, these two have been very, very chippy. Make sure you are. These two have been, sending probable, barbs at each other all over social media. In real life, things got a little chippy. And we love wrestling this past weekend, bleeding into this. So, Tommy wants his belt back. And this is Tommy's been the MVP since he debuted last year at the 420 Classic, and Bobby's just that asshole.
Yes, that he is, and not an asshole that many people get behind.
No. So this is gonna be interesting. So I didn't realize it's been that long since we've had a no rope barbed wire match. So
it's been quite a while.
Yeah, and as Jerry and I were discussing, so this is a two show. Weekend. However, we don't have any details on what's going to happen on Sunday, so you got to show up Saturday to find out what's going to happen on Sunday.
I don't even know. I mean, I messaged Dysfunction, got nothing back. So Sunday is going to be a complete mystery. I have no idea who's on the show. Don't know if there's any stipulations. I mean, who knows what's going to happen.
So you're gonna have to tune in Saturday to find out what it's gonna be for Sunday. But yeah, Jerry, this is gonna be a banger, top to bottom. Like I said, I mean the 420 Classic is definitely sorry, I don't know why I'm losing my voice all of a sudden. But one of Dysfunction's obviously bigger shows, so
It's ought to be great. So any of you fans, feel free, come on down to the bar. General admissions should still be available. I don't think there's any front row tickets left. It's going to be a great time. You're going to see some great wrestling. You're going to see some violence. You're going to see a little bit of everything. And it's Saturday, so you got no place to go except come on back Sunday for round two.
yeah, and the Bucks started playing on Saturday, so there's no reason to be there Saturday night. So I'll be in the building. Jerry will be in the building. Make sure you stop by and say hi. But Jerry, do you, obviously, like we always say, if you need tickets, let's obviously hit up the link in the notes here. Hit up Kurt Kruger Jr. on the Facebook machine, and Kurt will get your tickets set up. But Jerry, anything else before we depart here?
Don't know what cheesecake's gonna be this weekend. So it may be Saturday and Sunday, it may just be Saturday, it may just be Sunday. Don't know. Have to figure out how lazy I'm feeling on what I want to make.
All right, well, after your interesting, train ride, I don't mind you being a little tired, so
Well, it will be something good, I will tell you that.
and that, listen, everyone loved the last one, so, but
Yeah,
Jerry,
I can't do it 3 months in a row, unfortunately, so.
you definitely gotta switch it up, so, but Jerry, my friend, I appreciate you, and I will see you on Saturday and Sunday.
Have yourself a good one.
All right, later, dude.
Later.
Once again, I just want to thank Ref Jerry for coming on once again. I'm glad that no one was injured in the train incident. But yeah, it is the 420 Classic going down at the bar. So everybody tune in. If you can't make it live, make sure you do hurt up kick Kirk Kruger Jr. on the socials, and he can definitely hook you up with the footage for the show. And stay tuned next week as your boy here, High Five Tom, will have full results of that show. As always, make sure you're following all the great companies here on the Facebook link that I provided in the notes. Also, make sure you check out my man Clayton over at New Life Records, as he is the author and producer and music or artist of the official Midwestern Wrestling Roundup theme song. And I will be at several of these shows rocking my Hawaiian shirt, sport my visor, guzzling some beer or some ginger ale. So if you see me, stop by for a high five. Your first drink is on me, whether it's leaded or unleaded. Plus, I know there's a whole shit ton of shows here in the Midwest wrestling scene that I may have missed. I'd love to put them all over. So tweet me at high five Tom. That's the number five, not five spelled out. Lastly, a friendly reminder from High Five Tom and Visionaries Global Media All fans. Remember, all cards are subject to change. Thank you so much, High Fivers. Thank you so much, High Flyers. I'll talk to everybody next week.
This has been a Visionaries Global Media production. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.